29, another check of triple team traffic on your Friday morning, and hopefully you've got some better news for us, Andy Farnsworth.
It is improving, Brian, that's for sure. Only stop and go I'm seeing right now is right around 114th South. The rest of it's just a little bit under the speed limit between Bangor and 45th South in Murray. We've also got 215 South belt delays as they become regular now with the construction near 6200 South on the east side. And all our earlier slowing on the 201 freeway gone, Eric Butler.
In Utah County, we're back at speed on I-15 northbound from Provo all the way to Point of the Mountain. The earlier accident approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard has now been cleared. You still have some slowdowns for eastbounders as you head from Saratoga Springs over to American Fork using Pioneer Crossing. That shows up about a quarter mile after you go by Saratoga Road. Alicia?
Watching Davis County for you, it looks like you're back at freeway speeds from Layton, Kaysville, Farmington, all the way down through Woods Cross and North Salt Lake. Once you get through the South Interchange, though, you're remaining slow, right about Warm Springs Road area, and that's going to last with you till about 6 North, but then you pick up back to freeway speeds as you head towards the I-80 Interchange. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.